you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, earlier, we were talking about these stupid quizzes on Facebook you see all the time about you get 1 point for each of these. And I think Craig might have us here because he's done one we haven't done. Skip school.
Yep.
All of us,
yes. That's the one.
Yep.
Y'all didn't skip school.
No, I skipped school. That ain't it. Broken a bone. Actually, I beat myself up a bunch of times and hurt myself a lot in sports, but I never broke a bone for some reason.
Nor did I.
I have not.
Okay. Push, you broke a bone?
I broke a bone.
What about you, Todd?
I think I have.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to check. Well,
that leads to number next one. Done drugs. Todd says he thinks he has. Done
maybe.
Drugs, yes. We've all done drugs. And even puss. Fired a gun. We've all fired a gun, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ridden in a limo, yes.
Yeah.
None of us have any ink yet. You know, no tattoos among us?
No.
None of us? Right.
That that's weird.
No, I'm getting
that
one.
Is.
I'm getting one, though. Ridden a horse, yes. Anybody ride a horse?
Okay. Yeah.
Sung karaoke, unfortunately, yes.
No.
Done that. Was a mistake.
I have not.
Really?
I have not.
Oh, we got to knock that. Wow. That might hurt you coming up here, Craig.
No, I think I get 2 points for that.
No, give him the microphone, man.
You should get extra points.
I should.
Because you had one coming up here that's only you've done.
Yeah.
And we haven't.
Here's the problem. It's only a microphone. There's no paycheck.
Right.
It's the two. It's the combination that Craig runs to.
Yeah, you might lose a point of the quiz, but you have. My respect forever.
Thank you. Gotten a ticket. We've all gotten a ticket.
Yeah.
Todd's got this one. And Craig, when you rolled that card, were you arrested?
No.
Because you were drunk, right?
Well, yeah, but I didn't. Somehow they didn't find out.
Got it. Okay, so Todd's the only one's been arrested, right? And that was for trying to. Oh, because you got. Technically, you were arrested.
Failure to appear.
Failure to appear. That's being arrested.
Oh, I got failure to appear as well.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, yeah, the hooker thing. Yeah.
I was an accomplice.
Yeah.
When a buddy of mine shoplifted.
Were you technically arrested?
Yeah, they took me away too.
All right.
Oh, the hooker thing.
Yeah.
Is what he said. Oh, the hooker thing.
Well, college yelled at who wants to yell at a hooker.
Well, you didn't specify whether he was buying or selling.
I just like to lay it out there. Oh, the hooker thing. Yeah, that's the hooker.
Oh, no. The story was I was in the back of a van with about six other guys, and somebody yelled, sex act and money in the same sentence, and apparently that's enough to get you arrested.
Yeah.
And I had been in Arizona for like a week,
and
we went before the judge, and he just laughed at all of us. You stupid hayseeds.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Go away.
You had Cousin Vinny represent you that game, been arrested, so that's only Todd. Zip lining, I've never done that. I won't try it. I'll do it.
Never done that.
And I won't.
Are you done, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay, Nick's got one.
I will zip line when Craig sings karaoke.
All right.
I'll zip line anytime. I'm down with that.
I'll do that. I haven't done it yet either.
For that.
Been on TV. Yes, we've all been on TV.
Briefly.
Because of this job. Yeah.
One joke.
Yeah. That's true. But that was national TV, but this is just TV.
Yeah, you've got that above all of us.
This says TV. You are on network.
I think Push the only one that has this. Been on a cruise, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotten a piercing. I have one. Push used to have piercings.
Yeah.
Todd never had a piercing. Your balls don't count.
No. The Prince Albert doesn't count?
Well, that would count.
That should
no
count
piercing.
For more.
Craig, you had a piercing back in the day or not?
No.
Okay. That's two no's. Nick, did you ever piercing?
No.
Okay, so three no piercings. Smoked. Yeah, we've all smoked. Met a celebrity, yes.
Yeah.
Craig's got us here. Been skydiving. None of us have. Had a one-night stand. I think pretty much all of us had that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Skinny dipped, yes.
Yeah.
And been drunk. Todd said off the air that we did all 19 of these. I just never was drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know who wins this battle, but we did a bunch of those, you know. Craig never did karaoke. Craig did all these except for karaoke and arrested.
And
I
know,
I got, the most surprising I got busted for a failure to appear as well.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. That takes away arrested.
And the tattoo thing, I think it's really rare that there's five of us sitting here and nobody's got a tattoo.
When they busted you for your failure to appear, did they put you in jail for a minute?
First, it was kind of an odd situation. First of all, the girl I was with, we had just started dating, and we were just coming back from her family's home in a different state, actually, in Kansas,
mm-hmm.
and got pulled over for speeding. Didn't realize I had a failure to appear, and so I got pulled over for speeding, and I had to go back to the car and explain to the girl, I'm about to get arrested. And she didn't believe me. I had to get the cop to come over and explain to her that I was about to get arrested.
She didn't believe you.
She didn't believe
it. You thought you were trying to get out of the date or something? Or what?
I don't know. She thought I was kidding or something.
Right, okay, yeah.
Are you into bad boys?
Because I'm about to get arrested. Right.
Right. So, yes. I was nice enough with the cop. You know, the cop knew that I wasn't used to getting arrested, and the girlfriend didn't believe it, I guess he, assumed some things, and so he let me sit up front.
He let
me sit in the front seat of the cop car.
Let you turn the siren on.
I didn't have any handcuffs on. I was just there in the front seat with the cop.
Oh, isn't that cute?
And then they took me downtown, and I was put into an area where you weren't quite in jail, but you were kind of in an area where you couldn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't actually put in with anybody, but I was in a large room that I couldn't leave.
You're in the jail, but not in jail.
Yes.
Yeah. That was exactly like my second experience with failing to appear.
Right. That was my failure to appear experience.
Because I think we got a call from a lady at the front desk, and she said, there's two detectives waiting for you.
Right.
I said, what did I say? And they said, they're going to let you finish the show.
Are you distracted for the rest of the show when you know you're going to get arrested afterwards?
I'm laser focused at that point. Because I know it's just failure to
laser focused.
And I'm not going to spend that much time in jail. I'll spend as much time in jail as it takes for Tyler to bail me out.
Yeah. And we drove to an ATM, so I got paid back right away.
Which is what the case was.
Yeah. There wasn't even like a 1% thought in your mind like, oh, they found out about something else?
No. I thought it was something else.
I knew that's what it was.
Originally, I thought it was something else. We might have done.
What did they find out about?
But they also said
that hooker thing.
Listen, we know who you are. We figure you're going to cooperate, so we're not going to cuff you. Yeah. Routinely, they would cuff somebody.
I don't think you'd get away with that now.
No,
no problem.
I don't think you could get arrested for anything and not get cuffed.
Right. They might even get in trouble not cuffing you. By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't know, nobody's getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, you were easy to find. You can be like, tell them I'm not here.
Yeah. Right. It's not like I'm going to run.
Well, they heard you on the radio. They knew where to get you, right?
Well, then they got in trouble for not cuffing. Oh, we didn't cut. You didn't cuff him. Well, it's Todd. Oh, you're right.
Craig, if you sing karaoke on a cruise ship anytime soon, you'll knock off two right away, Craig.
While getting a tattoo.
Yeah, and the tattoo. Yeah. Then you've done every one of these, Craig.
I'm pretty sure you can zip line on a cruise ship.
Yeah, you got
a lot of them. Yeah, I think so.
You could zip line, sing karaoke, and be on a cruise, Craig, and you could knock off every one of these, except for you got to get that Prince Albert you've been waiting for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or we've been waiting.
It's time.
Or you could get just an ear.
He's projecting.
Okay, go with the ears. I was expecting something more fun.
I think the septum piercing would be a good one.
Oh, the bullhorn.
Yeah.
That looks like it just hurts.
Yep. Yep.
It does. You could get a bar spanning your ass cheeks.
There you go. Hang a sign off that. Hmm. Exit only. That'd be your tattoo, actually. Sorry.
And it'd be a lie.
Yeah. That worked like a...
So you decided against the boner garage.
Would the ass spike work like a bone through your nose? That kind of thing?
Yeah.
That would hurt.
You've thought about this, Nick.
Right. Right. 21 has been with a guy. All right.
Buzz?
You got to do this when Mark's here.
So tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time, you can watch the 2021 CMT Music Awards.
Yeah. No, you can.
Because if Mark was here, then we could all add it to our list.
Yep.
I want to watch.
Well, not all of us. I'm guessing Nick might tap out.
Oh yeah,
yeah, true. Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah. Thank you.
BK, yeah, sex and incest. That's not okay.
Yeah, incest is down the list here.
I forgot
we can
about
add
you.
It though. We can add it.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, it is a bit
80% of the room could check that off.
Right. Feel free to message me when
have incest.
Maren Morris is on the country music television. I'll watch it with the sound down.
What number's going to watch
it? I think she'll be on.
Yeah, I know she's going to be on. I saw a promo for it.
No, I think I just read yesterday she won't be playing now for some reason.
Oh, she won't even appear?
Who cares?
Well, then I got no time.
God cares.
Then well, I got nothing.
Go static image on your phone.
I suppose I could do that. I'd like to see her moving, though.
Yeah, she dropped out.
I'm sure that'll be on the TV at my house. Last year, they killed Charlie Pride.
Oh, they did. That's right. They did. COVID.
Is she
that's
okay?
Right.
He showed up and he died.
Scheduling conflict, it says.
Okay. Did he contract the COVID?
Yes, at the event.
At the Country Music Awards?
It was shortly after. I'm
pretty sure.
Yep.
This might be a different awards ceremony, though, because they have...
There's thousands of these.
They have 18
eight
different...
eight or nine country awards.
CMA, CMT, TMC, TCM, TBS.
Oh, crap.
TNT.
I just hope Florida Georgia Line is there.
Yeah, me too.
Maren Morris wrote, you know, she was scheduled to be there, and then in... when she said that she was not going to be there, she said there's a scheduling conflict. What the hell? You knew this was coming up for some time.
Yep.
You said you were going to be here, and all of a sudden there's a scheduling conflict.
Something else happened, obviously.
Well, something might have come up after the fact that it was more important.
Recently.
Yeah.
So people were pissed at Jason Isbell because he had to cancel a couple shows, but he's going to be in the new Martin Scorsese movie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So he's like, there's a lot of people involved in this. Yeah. I'll be back to Tennessee.
Right.
So what that means in Maren Morris' case is, something cooler came up.
Yeah.
I'm curious what that would be.
Or it could be some sort of family issue. Who knows?
Yeah. Or I just don't want to be there.
Or that.
Well, I'm disappointed. Now there's no reason to watch.
You weren't watching.
Yeah, Maren Morris said scheduling conflict. The other one, Ms. Barrett, said personal circumstances for her reasons for not being there. Dr. David Shetler, also known as the Bug Doc Dave from Ohio State University.
You said bug, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Bug Doc Dave.
We have Butt Doc Mina going to probably check in later this week.
That's good.
I should be called Butt Doc.
Yes, this is not But Doc, this is Bug Doc. Thank you very much.
All right.
From Ohio State University, answered the age-old question about cicadas.
Entomologist?
Yeah, basically, that's they are, yeah.
The age-old question about cicadas. Will eating cicadas get me high?
Oh, that's an old...
That's what I've always wondered.
You guys think about everything you eat. Do they?
I'm certain we would have heard about it by now if that were the case.
Right.
Well, this is the thing. People have been talking about this because it's been making the rounds on the social media that the cicadas will get you high. The doctor says it's not likely. You'd have to eat about 100 of cicadas.
Well, gosh, I'll do that.
That are infected with this special chemical produced by a fungi.
So the answer is no.
You'd have to eat a lot, and they have to be, they have to have this special fungi in them.
Right, because if you could have gotten high off of eating a couple of cicadas, we would have heard about it 17 years ago.
Yes.
Right.
All the time.
Every 17
and
years.
And 34 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
Keep going.
And 51 years ago.
Keep going.
And 68 years ago.
Make it harder. Keep going.
A little slower.
And 85 years ago.
Yeah, there's a niner in there somewhere.
No, I think I'm pretty well on.
All right.
102.
Yeah,
102 years ago. No, I think now we've outlived our lifespan. Okay. We can stop here.
You were almost the addition king.
Yeah, almost.
So apparently this is actually a mild stimulant that you can find inside the cicadas. A western cicada species, an annual species, is often infected by this stuff that produces psilocybin. So eating the periodical cicadas that are going now, the periodical cicadas or the 17-year cicadas, they're not going to help you out a whole lot. But maybe if you do the ones that are every year, you might be able to find something in them. But even then, probably not.
All right.
Be easier to find a toad.
Yeah. And then the other question is...
one of them licking toads.
Are cicadas locusts?
No, they're a different bug. actually.
Early colonists experienced cicadas. Christians thought they were experiencing a biblical locust swarm, so they called them locusts.
Suck it, Jesus.
French Canadians wrote that they thought the English were stupid because they didn't know the difference between a locust and a cicada. There's no cicadas in England, so the misidentification would have been an easy mistake to make. So, are we still making that mistake? Is that a cicada or a locust?
I guarantee you when I lived back east, I did, because locusts were there every year, and they were loud, and we used to see them crawl out of their shells and hang on the trees all the time.
But was that a cicada?
I don't know. I don't know, because the word cicada came, I started hearing that as I became an adult. As a kid, we called them locusts.
Yeah, I just don't know.
And I thought, they're the same family, aren't they, really, though?
No.
They're not even?
No, okay. Locusts are grasshoppers.
All right.
Can you eat 100 locusts and get high?
Yeah. I don't know.
What about 500?
That's so many bugs to eat.
I know.
Like, have you ever eaten so much sushi that you're full? Like, that's not a good full.
No, it's not a good full. How about just drink some alcohol and get a buzz that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little easier.
Or, there's any number of ways to get
I can't imagine, like, an insect full. That would be nauseating.
No.
Yeah, but everybody's looking for the new buzz.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Well, this would be exclusive, too, because you'd have to wait 17 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or 34 years. 51 years.
You wrote the rest down. Now you're going to keep
it. I didn't. Okay. It's all from memory.
Actually, Nick, next year there will be a batch of cicadas that have been in the ground for 17 years that will surface. It's an annual.
Oh.
This brood is just particularly big.
I see.
That's why this year is a special year.
That makes a lot more sense, because I thought it was just like the species survived.
Yeah,
well, there are several cicadas. Some of them are 5 years, some 17, some 2 years.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
Add all those up, plus
the twos and the fives are way easier.
So they surface every year.
Okay.
Of some form.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Kim Kardashian's security team says a fan sent her a disturbing package. They intercepted a package with an engagement ring and a Plan B pill.
Why, he wants to have sex with her, but
not knock
her out. They
think it's a man who's tried to harass her several times in the past. And so they are now planning to file a restraining order against this fan that sent her a Plan B pill and an engagement ring.
She said she will always love Kanye. I read this morning. But the bottom line about this is, you imagine the next guy, because she will date another guy, and some guy's going to get involved with that, and he's going to be at the house. Oh, Kanye's at the door. Because the dude's going to be the dad of the kids forever.
Yeah.
And he's always going to be in her life. You imagine that? Your ex's ex is Kanye West.
You're like, Yeezy's here.
Oh, he's out by the pool again. What are we going to do?
She should give that guy a chance, though.
Oh, the new guy here.
Yeah. I mean, he sent the ring, and he was insightful enough to say, I know you'd probably want to abort my baby. If anything happened.
Yeah. Where do they do that
he's
at?
Planning ahead.
Right in the abortion hole.
Why do you do that to me?
He turned your mic down that time.
I did twice now.
It's so much better when you say it clearly. Don't talk over yourself.
That guy is clearly thoughtful, and she's gone out with nothing but selfish pigs, and he might be a good change for her.
He might. Yeah. He might.
And the fact that she shot him down.
And she was a hot piece of ass.
Yeah, but the new guy's probably going to be a famous football player or anyway. Yeah, so, I mean, he's going to be famous on his own.
Oh, he's going to be his fame on his own, but he's still going to deal with Kanye showing up in the backyard.
Because she does seem to have a type.
Kanye's out in the backyard again.
Yeah, and if a disturbing package ruled dudes out, most dudes wouldn't get laid.
Well, he's probably a white guy. So that immediately eliminates you.
Oh, good point. With a disturbing package. Get a vaccine. Nick's at East of Omaha on Friday night.
Yes.
You get this Friday, by the way.
Friday, June 11th.
Summer tour kicks off.
Yep.
What does that go?
This is the big launch.
What does that? Omaha Chap House for some great food. Two locations in our fair city.
Two dates on the summer tour so far,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
You got the Funny Bone coming
yep.
up.
Yep. Thursday, July 29th at the Funny Bone.
The rest are filling
two
in.
Two date. Oh, yeah.
The rest are
real
filling
fast.
In. Get them now. Get them before they're booked. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.